Thank you very much. Good morning, good afternoon. Your Excellency, I am honored to address you today, and I am also thankful to President Biden and Special Envoy Kerry for organizing this event in which we can and must strengthen our commitments to fight climate change and global warming. As you all know, the COVID-19 pandemic is not the only threat that humanity faces today. Climate change has not been quarantined, but has continued its advance at a speed that urges us to take actions today so mankind can have a tomorrow. Chile is ready to do its part. Even though we are a small country responsible for only 0.25% of the total world's emissions, we are determined to have a significant and positive impact and to make a relevant contribution in our fight against climate change. How does a small country like Chile pretend to have such an impact? The answer is simple and can be found in the simplest of molecules, hydrogen. Green hydrogen is what Chile can offer to the international community. Our geography provides us with the resources required. In the north, the Atacama Desert receives the strongest radiation on the planet. While in the south, the Patagonia, we have some of the strongest winds on Earth. Once harnessed, these resources will allow us not only to decarbonize our own energy matrix before 2040, but also will allow us to become a neutral carbon country before 2050. And we will become the most efficient producer of green hydrogen in the world, thus helping other countries to decarbonize their own energy matrix. As we move towards cleaner forms of energy, we must not neglect the protection of some of the most vulnerable and exploited areas of our planet, the oceans. We have dubbed COP25 as the Blue COP, precisely to underscore the role of oceans, the role oceans play as a climate regulator agent, and the importance of their protection. Chile has already established marine protected areas that cover over 43% of our exclusive economic zone, but it's not enough. And that's why today I want to invite you to go further by asking you to join Chile in two concrete proposals. First, the establishment of a marine protected area in the Antarctica, as we have proposed alongside with Argentina. This would protect the ocean around the Antarctic Peninsula, home to an incredible biodiversity, including endangered species such as penguins, whales, seals, krill, and small crustaceans, which serve as the foundation of the ocean food chain. And second, the creation of the first marine protected area in the high seas, specifically in the Nazca Ridge, an area identified as fabulously rich in biodiversity, abundant in endemic bottom species, and which has been designated as an ecologically and biologically significant area under the United Nations Convention on Biological Diversity. We are decarbonizing our electric network. We are becoming a carbon neutral country, and we are electrifying our transportation system. Finally, I want to share with you the Climate Change Observatory project. Under this initiative, we will create an integrated network of multi-parametric sensors installed throughout the country, covering more than 8,000 kilometers from the northern border until close to the South Pole. All the data collected will be publicly available to the world's scientific community and to any interested person. The fight against climate change and global warming cannot wait. Science has spoken loud and clear. Our citizens are asking us, as a moral commitment, to change the course of history. And science and technology provide us with the tools to achieve these goals. Chile has heard the message and is taking bold actions today. And I want to assure all of you that in all your efforts to tackle this threat, you will always have a committed partner in Chile. We owe this to ourselves, but most of all, we owe it to future generations. Thank you very much.